Okay, so we are picking up on Daf Chaf Zayin Amud Aleph. We're three lines from the top. We're in the middle of the sugya of the dinim of whether something is 3x3 etzbos or 3x3 tfachim. When does it become tame with regular begadim? When it becomes tame with tzemer pishtim, dafkoth, wool and linen? So with flax and linen. So now the Gemara is asking on Abaye again. Abaye, who said before. That he said before in yesterday's Amud, he said that according to everyone, both Rabbi Shimon Elazar and Rabbi Yishmael, that both the garments of only wool and flax are going to become tameh, not other begadim. So we had a drasha though. Obeged, according to Rava, was teaching you this very din that it does apply to other begadim. So what's Abaye going to do with this lashon of obeged? So now the Gemara is going to have a whole back and forth. You have to keep your head over here and try to figure out. It's one of those back and forths where the Gemara keeps asking, "What is he going to do? What is he going to do?" So let's try to figure it out. So the Gemara now says. So according to Abaye, he uses the extra riboy, the extra inclusion of obeged to teach you that a cloth that's going to 3x3 etzbos, 3x3 fingers, so the smaller shear, by the case of wool and flax, is going to be betame also through the case of shratim. The case of shratim will be betame if it's that shear. So the Gemara now says, Rava, and how is Rava going to know this law? Because he doesn't have obeged, because he used obeged to teach us what we just said yesterday. In the end of yesterday's shear, that's what he taught you, shlosh al shlosh b'shar begadim. That's what Rava used. So what is he going to do? So the Gemara says, gal rachmana gabe negoim. Since the Torah told us this, when the case of tuma, when a susceptibility of tuma, when it comes to tzemer apishim, when it comes to wool and flax, that those are 3x3 etzbos are going to become tameh by tzaras, v'huadin lishratim. It's also going to be used by shratim through a binyan av. So that's what we're learning it out over here. It's going to be used through a binyan av. So the Marna asks of Abaye, so why does Abaye reject the binyan av? It's a very good binyan av. He learns that from tzaras to tumas. Shratzim. So the Gemara says, Ikele Mifrach, according to, you could reject the Abinanav, Ma'ala Negaim, Sheken Shasi Verav Metadmem. So normally when you have Abinanav, and a very important rule, the way a binyan av works is we're finding a common denominator between two halachas, and therefore we can learn from one halacha to the other halacha. However, if the common denominator is missing something, if the one of these laws have a big chumrah or a kula that the other one doesn't have, then that rejects the binyan av. So over here also, we're learning, according to this, Abaye is going to say that binyan av of Rava was problematic, because the negayim have a chumrah. They have shesi v'arv metave behem. They see that we said before, when you, literally the translation of warp and woof, when you have the situation where it's a cross, and up and down, vertical, horizontal, and you tie it together, sew it together, then it's going to become tame, even of a lesser shear. So however, the case of sheretz, Rashi says that we learn out from the fact, it doesn't say anywhere beged, it doesn't say beged by regards to sheretz, so we don't have this halacha. So therefore, since it lacks this chumrah, you can't learn out from tzara'as to sheretz. So that's what the Gemara says over here. So the Gemara asks, of Idach, so Rava, how is he going to justify using the binyan av? That's a very good point that Abaye made. So the Gemara now answers, Rava is going to say, Isalka daitach negayim chamire, if you would assume that tzara'as is going to be more chamor than sheretz, lichtov rahvana gabe shratzim, then the Torah should write it by shratzim, that what? That tzemer opishtim, that's going to be 3x3 etzbos, are going to become tameh. So from the fact that Rashi points this out, that the Torah doesn't use the lashon of v'abeged, from meaning it uses it by taras and it doesn't use it by sheretz, that teaches you that you can have this drasha. So the Gemara now says, "V'leisin negayim minayu," and then you could learn out from there that from tuma of taras to the tuma of shratzim through the kal v'chomer. That's how I learned it out. Again, this is how Rashi is explaining it. That you have two separate inclusions according to Abaye. That the Torah didn't tell you that there is any indication that a taras tuma is going to be more chomer than a sheretz tuma, and therefore it's going to be telling you that it's possible to learn. I would have learned from the sheretz tuma. I would have learned from there back through a binyan av. To the case of the wool and the flax of the tzemer upishtim. So then I would have learned by three over there, and then I would have learned the halachas. So since the fact that it doesn't do that, that's why Rava said it's a valid binyan av. So the Gemara now says, v'idach, what does Abaye respond to this argument of Rava? So the Gemara says, negayim mishratzim lo asu. You can't learn out the tuma of taras to the tuma of sheretz. Why not? Deikel mifrach mala shratzim shekein mitamim bechadasha. I can't leave that comparison because there's a chumrah by shratzim. Shratzim are metame only the size of a lentil. They're metame the size of a lentil. However, taras is only what there are there. The tumah of taras is only going to be the size of a gris, and a gris is much bigger than a lentil. So there's a chumrah by shratim that doesn't exist by a chumrah by shratim that doesn't exist by taras. So therefore, it comes out from here that each side of tumah has its own chumrah, and therefore, according to Abaya, you cannot use a binanav for either side of them, and therefore, obeged is needed to teach you that a situation of tzemer pishtim is going to be required 3x3 etzpos, is going to be metameh by sheretz. So that's why Abaya responds to that. So the Gemara now quotes another Taina of Tana de Rabbi Ishmael, which seems to argue on what the first Tana de Rabbi Ishmael said. So the Gemara said, but before we saw the Tana Rabbi Shmuel on Chav Vav Amud Beis, it told us over there that only garments that are of Semer Pishtim are going to be Mitame, can become Mitame. So the Gemara now says, Amar Abaye, Hai Tana Rabbi Shmuel, Mafik Midach Tana Rabbi Shmuel. They seem to be disagreeing with this other Tana Rabbi Shmuel, Astira, and what we learn in Tana Rabbi Shmuel. So Tana Rabbi Shmuel, this Tana Rabbi Shmuel teaches us, Beget. The fact that the Fasuk says that a garment in reference, over here to a Sheretz, Ainly ela beged tzemer pishtim, that I would have learned over here that only is a garment of tzemer pishtim, of wool or flax, similar to the garment that we're talking about when it comes to teras. Minayin rabba tzemer gemalim, v'tzemer arnavim, v'tzemer arnotzav, shalizim, v'asher v'aklava silkin, tamalamar o beged. So how do I know to include from these types of sheretz tumas, that of that of camel's hair, rabbit's hair, or when you pluck out goat's hair, why is the lashon of plucking out, Rashi says, because when you remove them, you remove these type of hairs by plucking them rather than by geziza, by shearing them. So the Gemara says, okay, so plucking out, and then also, hakalach is silk, and, a kalach silk is, sorry, vashirayin is silk, and kalach vashrikin, and kalach silk, and other type of silk. So the Gemara learns out, tamalamar, obeged, the Torah is teaching obeged, and this word is including that a different drasha over here, that all types of garments are going to be subject to the law of sheretz tumah, which is in contradiction to what we just said before, that it's not subject to tumah. So now the Gemara assumed that there was a problem. Rava seems to say it's not such a big steer. Rava says, Rav Amar, ki leis l'af tana de ver Ishmael. When it said before that the tana of Ishmael doesn't hold of any sheretz tumah in the case of all of the garments, that was shalosh al shalosh. That was referring to 3x3 etzbos, only by the smaller shear of 3x3 finger breadths. However, shalosh al shalosh is lay. However, with regards to any type of 3x3 tfachim of hand breadth, which is the bigger shear, he does hold that it would be subject to the tumah of sheretz. That's, we were learning out from Obeged. That's what Rashi points out. We were learning out from Obeged. So the Gemara challenges Rava. The Gemara says, no, that's not true. But Rava Udamar, Rava himself didn't say this. Rava Udamar, Shlosh al Shlosh, Bashar Begadim, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Islay, Litana Vishmael, Lislay. That it was clear that Rava himself held that according to Rabbi Shmuel, the Tana of Ishmael, the way we heard it in the name of Rabbi Shmuel, he held that it is not going to become Tame at all. This contrary Rava just says that it is subject to Shlosh al Shlosh if it's the bigger shir, and Rava over here says that that's not the case. Rava says it can never become Tameh according to the Tana of Ishmael. So the Gemara has to answer, Hadabi Rava Mahi. Rava must have retracted his earlier interpretation, and that is, and leaving it consistent with his more recent interpretation, Rava is now holding that the first Tana and Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar are agreeing with each other. But he disagrees with Abaye, though. According to Abaye, the two Tanaim agree that what? That nothing else other than Tzemer Pishtim can ever become Tame. However, according to Rava, right, according to Rava, both Tanayim are gonna hold, what? They're gonna hold that any Beged that's measuring 3x3 Tfachim is going to be Shayach to Tumah. Okay? So that's what we hold over here, and that's what we're saying. So the Gemara now says, you can give a second tarot to this, Stira in Rava, V'ibaisei Mahar of Papa Amra. So the other answer is that maybe Rav Papa said it. Rav Papa was considered, just the background of it, Rav Papa was considered the Talmud Muvak. He was the main Talmud of Rava. He never moved from Rava anything. He always used to say everything all the time in the name of Rava. So it sometimes got confused when Rav Papa would say something. Everyone just assumed that he heard it from Rava and it became known as Rava said it. In fact, Rav Papa actually took over for Rava as the Rosh Hashiva after Rava died. So, but either way, sometimes it got confused. So this is what we're saying. So Rav Papa said it, and Rava never really said it. So therefore, it's never a stira in Rava. So the Morna says, Rav Papa Mar'af, according to Rav Papa, when it says the drasha of af, So that's coming to teach you that he was only telling you the laws, a different halacha over here than when it comes to shatnez. According to Rav Papa, the first Tana is teaching you the following. He's teaching that just as we see in Tzara'as, that beged refers to temer pishtim, so too when the Torah says a beged kolayim shatnez loyal alecha, that pasuk, that is referring to beged over here, is referring to specifically temer pishtim of wool and flax. So that we're teaching over here, that when you combine these things, that becomes Tzara'as. However, the first Tana doesn't use that specification of Tzara'as, because he's saying that any material other than wool and flax, he doesn't have to come onto it. According to Rav Papa, that anything might become tameh, that sheretz tumah is learned out from the fact that it's obeged. That's how Rav Papa learns it out. And just in the case of, when it comes to temer pishtim, there's no chiluk between the garments of 3x3 etzbos or 3x3 tefachim, so too in the cases of all other begadim as well, there's going to be no other chiluk. That's what Rashi says for what Rav Papa was learning out. So the Gemara is a kasha, though. Again, we're learning out for Kalayim Be'edek Sibet. What do you need this fact that it says Temer Pishtim by the fact that it said it by Tzara'as to learn it out from the fact that there's Shatnez? The Pasuk says, Lo Silbash, Shatnez, Temer Pishtim, Yashlev. It says it specifically, don't wear will and lo together. There's no need for the first time to learn that Temer Pishtim applies to Shatnez. That's the Pasuk. So the Gemara says, no, I would have learned the following. According to, I need a Pasuk to tell me this because I would have learned the following. Sagadaita, Chamina, Hanimila, Derech Levisha. According to the first Tana teaching, you might have thought that we're talking about only wearing the garment when a situation in the way that you wear them. Aval beha Allah, with regards to covering yourself with the garment of shatnez, kol shimine asra, I would have learned any two types of garments are going to be forbidden together, no matter what. Even not just Semer of Pishtim. So the Gemara says, but that's what I would have had that thought, that's what I've learned if the Pasuk didn't tell me that. But I've Kava Chomer, I would have learned a Kava Chomer to tell you that doesn't make any sense. Uma Levisha Dekamishani Kule Gufa Meklayim. What in a case where you wear it, where you wear entire bodies deriving benefit from it, and we're still saying Amar Semer Pishtim in Midachwini Lo, that when it comes to Afka, to wool and flax, that's only what's forbidden to wear. However, any other two types of articles, two different types of garments, that's, let's say, cotton or something else, it's not the wool and flax, it's not usher. So then ha'ala, then in a situation where you're just merely covering yourself, which is only part of your body, then kol shekein, then obviously it's going to tell you that the halachas would tell you that it's mutter. So what I need to tell you this from a drasha, the kavach omer would say very clear. So Rav Papa's drasha doesn't make any sense. You don't need to come onto that. It should be a pashut kavach omer. So like Mar says, you're right. Ella, the Rav Papa bedusahi. Rav Papa's interpretation is wrong. He never said it. Rav Papa never said it. And that was, we just have a wrong drasha, that this whole thing was wrong. We throw out what we just said in the name of Rav Papa. The Masar Shas points out over here that maybe it doesn't mean Badusa, maybe it means Barusa, that it's outside. This was just a nice way of saying something that he got something wrong. Rav Papa really did make this drasha. And okay, either way, Rav Papa said it and got it wrong, or Rav Papa didn't say it at all. Either way, we reject this teaching of Rav Papa. So now the Gemara quotes of Nachman Yitzchamar Af Kol Nav. Nachman Yitzchak has another interpretation of what Tanya Rabbi Shmuel, the first time Tanya Shmuel was coming to teach you, he was teaching you that Af is teaching you that Kol, going on to the next summer now, is Kol Asuye Titis. He's telling you that to teach you the laws in regards to Titis, Rashi says that the only time you're Mechayev and Titis, when it's a Beged of Tzermer Opishtin, Dafka, when it's wool or linen, that's the only time you're going to be Chayev Mida'oreisa to wear Titis. However, if it's not wool or linen, according to Rav Nachman Yitzchak, you are not Chayev and Titis. The Gemara says, the Kasha of Nachman Yitzchak, Titis Behedyaksiv, the specifically wool or linen is explicit with regards to the fact that you have to have these strings of wool and linen. Lo Silba Shatnez Tzermer Opishtin, Nuchsiv Gidulim Tazalach. We learn out from the Tzmuchin that Beisila learned out before, right? That when you can't wear shatnez of wool and linen, and right after it says that you can wear tzitzis. So we learn out from the fact that they're smuchim, the fact that they're written right next to each other, that the pasuk is teaching you that the tzitzis are, it can be made only from wool and linen garments. It's going to be mutter, and it rejects shatnez. It's going to uproot the iser of shatnez. So we see over here that there's no need for the first time to apply the fact that it's semer pishtim to tzaras. So the Gemara says the following. We defend Rav Nachman. The Gemara says, "Sakadai tachamina." I would have thought the following: Kedirava, the opinion of Rava. The Gemara understood that the fact that these psukim are together is regards to the type of garment that is going to be chayev in the laws of tzitzis. So Rava understood that it's nothing to do with the type of garment, rather with the actual strings themselves. That wool and linen, and not any other materials, referring to the strings, according to Rava. So the Gemara says that the Rava Rami Rava had a kasha. He asked the stira. He asked the stira, and he says, "Ksiv hakanaf." It says in one pasuk about tzitzis that it should be of the corner, which implies min kanaf, implies that the tzitzis should be made of material of the corner. The tafka, that the tzitzis should be made of the very material which you're using to make the actual beged. So this is it, right. That's what we learn out from the first pasuk. However, k'siv tzemer pishtim yaflam implies that wool and linen together indicates that dafka, the titis string, should be made of tzemer pishtim. Flax, wool, or flax is the only type of titis you're allowed to use. So then the Gemara says, Rava answered this, Haketa tzemer pishtim potrim mein b'minan ben shulminan. So he answers the steer of the following, wool and linen is going to be, you can yotze titzis, whether it's a garment of made of wool or linen or not, you can use strings of wool or linen. However, shaminim, when it comes to other types of titzis strings, b'minan potrim, when you're going to be yotze with the strings, when the garment is of the same type, shulminan ein potrim, when a garment is not of the same type, you are not going to be putter from your tzitzis string. So example, if someone is using an example of like a silk tzitzis, then for a silk garment, you can only use the silk tzitzis, but not for a garment of any other material, you will not be able to use silk tzitzis. So that's what Rava learns out over here. So the Gemara says now, according to this, you may have thought that we don't hold of the smuchin of regards to tzemer pishim and regards to what type of veget it's on. Rather, it's learned like Rava, kamash mulan, Tana Rishmael is teaching you that we do not learn it as Rava did. We're learning it out that the tzemer pishim is applied to the case of titis, but all other woolen, the tzemer pishim is going to be chayav. So there's a shayla, is just to point out over here, how do we paskin? This is a very important machlokas over here. According to Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, then it comes out that only tzemer pishtim is going to be chayv midah areisa. So if a person wants to be, everyone agrees that cotton and other begadim are going to be yotzei derabanan, but we want to try to do mekayim mitzvah areisa where possible. So this is a machlokas already. Times the Gaonim, they argued about this, so how to paskin. So some ruled with Rav Nachman Yitzchak that the only like that, and that's how Shulchan Aruch comes out. Shulchan Aruch follows this halacha like those Rishonim that held that it is only when regards to wool and linen. And the Gra was makbid like the Shulchan Aruch. However, the Ramah says that you can any beged and also is going to be deraisa, and he holds that it's like Rava. So therefore, he says that they would require the strings made out of wool or linen, the same material as the garment. That is how the Ramah paskins. So we have over here, there's a lot of people are knowing, like between the Gra and the Shulchan Aruch, a lot of even Ashkenazim are makbid. I know that Rizal, Hasidim also. So a lot of people are makbid to wear dafka wool begadim. Just give it in the Meiser Rav, it writes that he wore a cotton beged. So I think that's what he said once. I heard from my Rebbe, Rav Tavori, Zatal, one time told me an answer to that kasha. He says, no, it was Pashat. The Gra used to wear talis and tefillin all day. So he already knew that he was b'mekayim the mitzvah d'oraisa of talis through his wool talis. However, he wanted to mekayim derabanan tzitzis also by wearing cotton. That's what he told me as a pshat once in the Gra. But either way, it's clear that the Gra held that the d'oraisa is like the Shulchan Aruch, and you should be machmir for that. And many are, and that is just a point to point out halacha l'maisa, very important what comes out of this sugya. Okay, so now we're going to continue. The Gemara is going to question again the Tanya Rishmal based in Rav Nachman. Now the Gemara asks, Omar Rav Acha b'reid Rav al Rav Ashi. So Rav Acha asked the name of Rav Ashi, Letanu de Rav Yishmael, Mayishna le'inyan tuma, dem rabbi shar begadim, dechziv beged hacha, nami lema l'rabbi shar begadim, masher techaseba. So the Gemara now asks on Rav Nachman's teaching that according to the way we want to learn Tam Yishmael, then what is unique about the when it comes to tuma that you are going to learn out that all other garments are included in the law of tuma because it says O beged. So why don't we see the case of tzitzis also that also shar begadim the pasuk tells you the lashon of asher techaseba, which is including that anything the pasuk tells you gedilim tasal arban kofas kusecha asher techaseba. Loose to, I think, what the pasuk is. That, but either way, the important part is the last point. It's teaching you that anything that you cover yourself with. So I would have thought that maybe that's coming to include something. So maybe asher techaseba is coming to include all other begadim, according to you, Rav Nachman Yitzchak, say that that's not included in the Torah law. It should be. It seems to be that that should be included in the mitzvah tzitzis deraisa. So the Gemara says, "Aula suya ksusumo dasi." Right. There is some inclusion that the pasuk is coming to teach you, but I need it for a different. The drasha is used up. I'm using it to teach you that it's that of a person who is blind is still going to be chayiv in tzitzis. Because desanya or isimo so, the pasuk tells you that you should have to see the tzitzis. So that's coming to teach you something. So it's coming to exclude something. Well, I have to see them. So what's the situation where I don't see them? Praslach sus laila. This is going to exclude that a night garment where you don't see them is going to be putter from tzitzis. So it's a big famous machlokas. It's important to know this machlokas comes up a lot between the Rambam and the Rush about what does this mean. According to the Rambam, it just means any beged at nighttime is pater from tzitzis. So if I take my tzitzis away during the day, I have no chiyuv whatsoever to wear it at nighttime. However, the Rush says, no, ksus laila meant pajamas. That only pajamas that I dafka wear at nighttime, that's going to be pater from tzitzis. However, if I wear a beged, both by day or by night, or specifically by day and I happen to wear it at night, then I obviously would have to wear tzitzis on that beged. So this is nogea, because if a person's putting on a talis for whatever reason at nighttime, let's say not a shul talis, but you're putting on a talis at nighttime, so then does he have to make a bracha or not? According to the Rambam, no. It's no chiyuv whatsoever. According to the Rush, yes. So we hold safek brachos la'akel. We were choshish for the Rambam not to do this. We're going to get, let's say, the chazan who daven slichos at nighttime. Right? Or we dafka by Yom Kippur, when we daven Kol Nidre, we say make sure to put on a talis before Shkia in order that you should make a bracha on it, because after the Shkia, we're choshish for the Rambam, that's already nighttime, not to bracha. This comes up a lot of times, so a person just know that this was the din of Ksus Laila. But going back to over here, so that's what we exclude from the fact that it says Ur'isim Osel. So the Gemara says, so maybe what we have this exclusion, maybe it should exclude something else, or so maybe it should exclude a blind person. Instead of saying that it's talking about a beged that's used at nighttime, maybe it's talking about a blind person wearing a beged. So the Gemara says, I mean, because he doesn't see it, so maybe he should be pater from tzitzis. So the Gemara asks that. You're going to tell me it's the exception of a night garment. Maybe it's coming to exclude a person who's blind. Maybe he should be pater in tzitzis. And you don't learn out a night garment is pater. You'd be chayav in a night garment. So the Gemara says, no. Why do I have this drasuk shua? But when the pasuk tells you the lashon of that you're going to cover yourself, that's including a person who is going to be wearing it, and a blind person is going to be wearing it. So therefore, so then what do I learn from the fact that it says you should see it? So that's coming to teach you someone who doesn't see it, and that is someone who doesn't see it at nighttime. So the Gemara says, Amaris the Rabba Sum Lahoti Ksus Laila, but the Gemara persists with this. The Gemara says, what do you mean? Maybe you're going to see the include the mitzvah of tzitzis of a garment of a blind person and tell you that a Ksus Laila is going to be pater. Why didn't say the reverse? Marba Ani Ksus Suma Shish. So the Gemara answers now, Marba Ani Ksus Suma Shish Namariya Itzelchem No Kadai. It's less of a Kiddush. Why? Because a blind person's garment is Urisim, also is seen by other people. So therefore, it makes more sense to assume that that's more subject to ever a nighttime tzitzis. No one sees at nighttime, and therefore it would make sense to assume that the pasuk is coming to exclude a beged worn at nighttime. So we see over here, though, that Asher Techaseba is used up for a drasha to teach you that a blind person is going to be chayav in tzitzis, and I don't tell you that it's coming to include other begadim, so we've answered from Nachmar Yitzchak. The Marna asks, so maybe you could say, v'im l'rabo shar begadim, though maybe you could assume that instead of saying Asher Techaseba is including a person who's a summa, maybe it's including all other garments is going to be the chiyuv. So the Gemara says that that's not true because it's logical to assume that Torah was discussing wool and linen right before by Shatnez, so it's including the case of wool and linen as opposed to assuming that a blind person's wool and linen garments. However, the way you want to learn the drasha that we were discussing wool and linen, all of a sudden we're dropping and including this other random malacha, they're telling you all other garments are going to be chayev, Asher Techaseba is coming to include other garments. No, it makes more sense to assume we're talking about a blind person being chayav in tzitzis and not other garments being chayav in tzitzis. Again, on the level of Daraisa, he agrees with Rabbanan Chayav, but with Daraisa of Nachman Yitzchak comes out that it's not a chiyuv from the Torah. So now the Gemara goes back to quoting the Braisa we saw before. Amar Abaye, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar v'simchos amru davar echad. So whenever the Gemara says the lashon of amru davar echad, the Gaonim had a tradition that was in alacha kishita, because the Gemara was trying to, the way Rosh Hashanah explained it, the Gemara was trying to gather together all the shitas of people they know. Oh, who holds this like fascinating shita that we don't hold of? And they would like bring together five amoraim, three amoraim, whoever it might be, or three to nine. So the Gemara, the Gaonim had a tradition. It's not necessarily so clear. Other Rishonim agreed with this, but with the Gaonim had a tradition that we never in alacha kishita. Whenever we say amru davar, we disagree with that. So the Gemara says, by the way, what did they both hold? Rabbi Shimon Lazar, Adaman. Rabbi Shimon Lazar is what we already said in the Braisa, that according to Rabbi Shimon Lazar, anything that comes out from a plant is going to be mutter to use for a sukkah, with the exception of pishtan of flax. That's what he said before. So the Gemara says, what does Sumchos say? Sumchos tisana, Sumchos omer, sikacha betiva psula. If someone covered a sukkah with spun threads of flax, the point that the spun is going to be important for the Hamsheikh of the Gemara, the fact that flax, it's going to be puzzle for sukkah to use as a schach. Nei shemitam benegayim, because this material is subject to tumas negayim, and therefore we learned out that schach has to be something of kosher material and can't be susceptible to tumah. So something is susceptible to tumah, it's going to be pater, it's going to be usher to use it for your schach. So the Gemara now asks him, come on, according to who does Abaye say that even unspun bundles of pishtan are going to be susceptible to tumah, not even spun yet. So Gemara says, "Ki hai tana disnan." As we're learning the following Mishnah, it's going to be the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. What is Rabbi Yehuda? Shasi v'erem etavin degam miyad. According to the shita of Rabbi Meir, different Meir. According to Rabbi Meir, we hold that shasi me'erev is going to be contaminated by tzaras immediately after you spin the it together. However, Rabbi Yehuda was an earlier stage. Rabbi Yehuda omer hashasi mishi yeshale the woolen warp is going to be tame even before, even they pull it out. It is considered the earlier point, which is going to be the unspun point, which is what Abaya was referring to. Va'erev, and with regards to the other way of the wolf, is going to be immediately after you spinning it. Va'onin shel pishtan mishisabnu, and the bundles of the unspun flax are for when they have been bleached. So the last statement of Rabbi Yehuda over here is it's from the Ha'onin of Shemisha Mishilano, that is the Ikar Rai over here. The fact that even it's unspun is going to be, you couldn't imply it from the beginning, but this is explicit, the last point, is that's the Rai over here, that's the support for Abaye that we're talking about. Okay, we'll quickly do the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, we're talking about the using wicks. So using wicks for lighting again on Friday night. So anything that comes from a tree, you're not allowed to use as a wick because it's not going to light well. That's what we pointed out before. You're not allowed to use it, like Rashi says, like cotton, things like that, they don't light well. A pishon, however, flax is lights well, so you're allowed to use flax. Anything that comes from a tree, does not metame the roof of a house. So if you have a roof of a house that's made out of any tree product that covers your house, that is not going to be metame. If a dead person dies in the house, the roof itself is not going to be metame. That is that's what we learn now. However, pishtan is. Pishtan is going to be metame. So the Gemara immediately asks, before then, why do we even assume that pishtan would be called an eitz? Why are we assuming that it's something, it's not a tree. It's an herb. It's not a tree. So why are you assuming that it's kol yotzim an eitz, but the Mishnah was including it together as being something that's metame? So the Gemara answers, Amar Marzutra, Damar Kra, Vihi Elasa Magaga, Vativna Pishtan eitz. The Gemara actually quoted this in Gemara Brachos with regards to saying on Besamim, on pishtan, what bracha to make on it. Remember that Gemara over there. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Kiviger refers to that Gemara. The Gemara says over here that when it came to Rachav and she brought them up, she lashon is Vatina Pishtaya eitz. She brought them the trees of the flax. So we see over here the pasuk is referring to the fact that it's trees of the flax. It's referred to trees. So therefore, the Mishnah had to exclude flax explicitly in the Mishnah. Okay, we'll pick up from the Yotzim and Eitz, Mirz Hashem, tomorrow.